With that in mind, the fall of Holy Day is upon us, and the feast is just around the corner, and time is getting very short. We all know that Satan is very busy trying to discourage us and turn us away from God with any means he can, which turns out being trials for us. I think everything that we go through is a trial, being a Christian, to learn and become closer to God. It made me think of how God protects us, both physically and spiritually. Even when we're having a bad day and we feel very distant from him, he's there to protect us. We may have things go wrong, and we may have several things go wrong that day. For instance, you're walking down the street, minding your own business, you see a dollar on the ground, and you stop and pick it up. You stand up, and bam, there's a piano right down in front of you. Or somebody gives you a possessed golf cart, and it happens to smash into a drain on the wall, but it didn't hit the water main. A little bit of protection there. Things could have been worse. But on a more serious note, driving in the cars every day, you know, driving in a snowstorm or fog or rain or even in heavy traffic, you know, how many times have we been saved? It might have been something minor, but nonetheless, we were saved. Or we'll walk into a store, step on a wet floor and slip, but we don't fall. We've managed to catch ourselves. Or illnesses. How many times have we been around a room full of people with illnesses and we walk away and we don't catch a cold? I remember a while back when I was living out in the prairie lands, rattlesnakes were pretty abundant. And it was early one morning, I happened to be walking out the back door, which they seemed to like, and walked right over this rattlesnake, struck at me, and I just happened to jump back, and it missed, and it took off. And it's not too many rattlesnakes that just take off after striking. They want their target, usually. But I wasn't very aware. Early in the morning, you don't really, you know, sometimes you're not all that sharp, which I wasn't. And to have reflexes faster than a rattlesnake is pretty good. So, you know, I can try to credit myself for it, my cat-like reflexes. But we both know that there was a few angels that morning yanking me back out of the way. The bottom line is that God's protection is always there for us. He's always watching out for us. And if we don't think that he is, it's dangerous thinking to leave God out of the picture in these situations. I know that I can be too sure of myself sometimes, which leads me to protection from ourselves. When we go through a trial, whether it's a dispute with someone or whatever it may be, if we're always having to deal with someone somewhere along the line, a simple trial can end up leaving me in a very complicated situation if I'm not careful, and a punishment I don't want. It could extend a trial for a very long time, or it could be one after another. If we try to depend on ourselves, if I try to depend on myself as I were before I had God's Spirit, it usually means in a worldly way, such as, you know, strong arm technique or depending on weapons for our protection, and not rely on God's instruction. We surely can't expect his protection in these situations. We can't rely on ourselves in our old ways. We do have to call on God every moment of every day for his instruction. Matthew 26:52. Let's just go over there really quick. It's Matthew 26:52. it's pretty clear on that. We have Peter, who thought he would take a situation and solve it in his way, and lopped off an ear. Well, Jesus' instruction was, put your sword in this place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. If we live by war, we'll always be in war. If we have that attitude, we'll never run out of fights. But if we put God first and look for His instruction, He will fight our battles for us. He will protect us. We go through trials, and sometimes it seems as though that we're being punished for a sin. And if we look at it this way, we're never going to learn what God is trying to teach us. We're going through trials for our benefit. It's to learn, to become closer to God, to be able to deal with problems. But the main thing is to become closer to God, to know Him. Job, he was a bit too sure of himself, and we know what happened to him. In the end, it was all worked out, but he went through what seemed like a 300-year trial. But God still protected him, though. He didn't die. Satan would have surely caused his death if God hadn't been protecting him. He did suffer a great deal, but he wasn't destroyed. Often our suffering can blind us to the fact that God is working with us, not to hurt us, but it is to help us to learn. If we lose sight of this and become so blinded that we think God is just hurting us to punish us, then we're in big trouble. We're not learning. God is love. He never wants to hurt us. He wants us to learn and become like Him. We could easily lose His spiritual protection also. Job was on the edge of losing this. Close to losing his spiritual protection, between thinking, why would God punish a righteous man? His friends speaking wrongly of God. Well, when it comes to our spiritual protection, we have to be aware. You know, we can't lose sight. And we can't lose sight, especially when someone is giving us wrong advice, bad doctrine that's not correct. Job's three friends, were supposed to be older and wiser, who later were accused of speaking wrongly about God. And with this, going through a trial, and three people not giving him very good advice, he was pretty close. And we can't forget about his wife, who at the very start of all of this told Job he should just curse God and die. Unsound advice, wrong doctrine, can surely lead us down the path of destruction. We need spiritual protection always if we want to have sound minds in times of distress. Without clear thinking, we can't come closer to God and understand what He is teaching us. Sometimes we may need a boost. Sometimes someone with sound advice. Elihu knew about spiritual protection. Let's turn over to Job 32:8. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice. This spirit in man is in us the whole time. when we're going through a trial, we, like I said, we can get pretty unclear and unsure of ourselves. We do have to remember that this spirit is whatever we need it to be. If we need it to be strength, it's there for us. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and patience. It's there for our protection and our armor. Let's go over to Ephesians 6. We'll read verses 10 through 12. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that's just exactly what we're fighting every day, especially as time does get closer to the end, and we know every feast day that comes around, there he is, trying to do something to pull us away. Continuing verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. He is everywhere, and he is trying to discourage us and turn us away. So we do have to put on the armor. No matter what we're going through, it is our protection. It's our spiritual protection. And that's most important. We can live with ailments. I think most of us do. We can live with a bump on the head, but we can't live without a spiritual protection. We need to put this armor on always. We have to always be ready, not only for our own protection, but for the protection of others. We always have to be ready to help each other, no matter what any of us are going through, no matter what our differences are. We have to be there for each other. We have to have always, always mercy for each one of us and everyone, just as God is merciful. And we have to pray for others' protection.